out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. December 18th, 2023, rainy day in Brooklyn. And it's my birthday, and I'm 49, so I thought I should talk about a song that is recorded in 1949. And that song is Monk's 52nd Street Theme. Now, the recording is not by Monk, it's by Bud Powell on The Amazing Bud Powell, Volume 1. Recorded in 1949, released, I think, in 1952. Bud Powell, a little bit about Bud Powell. Monk was like a mentor to Bud Powell. Bud Powell is one of the most incredible pianists. I don't know if, you know, if you all have checked him out, but you should. I have some videos on YouTube of playing Bud Powell solos on guitar and stuff like that. Just an incredible master of language and articulation and rhythm and phrasing and everything. Much different way of playing the piano and way of composing than Monk, you know, dealing much more with these sort of long, fluid, ornate lines that, you know, contain many kind of voice leadings and melodic voice leadings and all kinds of twists and turns, you know, where the Monk is more of a spare rhythmic kind of player. And their compositions are similarly, divergent. But Monk really appreciated Bud Powell's way of interpreting his music, and there's plenty of literature on that. If you read Robin Kelly's biography of Monk and stuff, their interactions were very interesting, and Bud Powell recorded quite a bit of Monk's music over the years. But this one is from 1949. And 52nd Street Theme was used as a theme for, you know, a lot of bands as a kind of opening and closing number. You know, you hear that with Charlie Parker, you hear it on a lot of like these old radio shows and stuff like that, where they're in the background, you hear this little lick. So I'll just go into it, and my main reference being that Amazing Bud Powell Volume 1, so check that out. If you're curious about where this comes from. So the melody is pretty straightforward. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Now it's basically, I'll put it in. There's a little, I don't know what you call that. Like double grace note. You could also pick it. But to me it's more natural to just kind of swings a little better like that. So 52nd Street Theme, let me first describe what it is. It's a rhythm changes in C with a honeysuckle rose bridge. What does that mean? Well, rhythm changes is, I'm not going to go into like what rhythm. I'm hoping that if people are checking this out, they kind of know what rhythm changes is, but it's just the chords from I Got Rhythm. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my girl, who could ask for anything more? Okay, so it's like turnarounds, and then it kind of goes to the four chord. The bridge rhythm changes usually goes to like a dominant of the dominant of the dominant, like a tertiary, I don't know what you call that, like a, it's basically off the three. So in C, it would be, C major would be a E7, and then it goes circle of fifths, A7, D7, G7, but this one doesn't do that. It goes to Honeysuckle Rose Bridge. So Honeysuckle Rose is, so that's the way Honeysuckle Rose goes, and then the bridge of that is, so the bridge to that is like, it's like a five of the four, you know, so in this case a C7 or G minor C7 going to the four chord, and then it goes to secondary dominant D7. So actually the second part of the bridge is the same as rhythm changes, it's just that the difference is that it goes to that four chord there in the beginning. So that's the form AABA, right? Now, that's the main lick. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, this lick three times, this riff. Focus on my recording that I made is to kind of use this idea that Bud Powell does on the head, which is he starts playing around with this riff, but in different keys. He's kind of going, and the horns play that, and then he answers a tritone away. Oh, sorry, not there. He goes up to A, you know, so. He does C, G flat, A, and you know, E flat. So he does this thing with the diminished. He kind of does keys that are in a diminished relationship, meaning he's doing it in C, E flat, G flat, and A. And then sometimes he just does a kind of diminished sound. I forget which one it is. But it kind of does some diminished runs in there. So that's an idea that I wanted to run with a little bit. Pardon the pun. So we could play the song, and then, well, before I get into that, let me do the bridge. So here's the A sections. I'll play little bits of the chords as I can in between. So I'm trying to think. Slow. I'm kind of sliding into that note to give it a little more flavor, and then I'm just going down A minor. It's kind of a sweep stroke. Play that at the end of the head, it's the second A. And then the bridge. So, what's going on here? So, this is actually... It sounds kind of complicated, but it's actually quite easy. This is all over like a C7. It's just augmented, playing an augmented sound, which is basically a whole tone sound. You know. Which we know from Monk, you know, that he likes that sound. He uses it all over the place, you know. For example, like in... These kind of fills our whole tone. This is a whole tone fill. So this one is kind of like whole tone expressed as augmented triads. So this is on downbeat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth position. This is like a little, I don't know what you would call this, just sort of like a little way to get into it, this A flat, G, D flat. And after that, you play three augmenteds. E augmented, D augmented, C augmented. That's to end the line. And Bud Powell plays. He plays like a G flat 6 leading into an F 6. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and then it kind of goes up a whole step, but the ending is different. Which makes sense, because now instead of a C7, you're on a D7. So the whole thing is coming up a whole step. So the rhythm is kind of different. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, 2, 3, 4. So instead of it ends earlier. So the rhythm, the from the beginning of the bridge, it goes. At the end, Sorry, I played that wrong. It shouldn't be this. It should be again augmented off the G. Typical. Now, why am I not going? Something like that. I'm stretching all the way up here to grab the G. I just like, works nice on guitar. Just snap on that. I can get a better snap on that if I get that upstroke. That's like, all these kind of shapes. They kind of use that same, I'm just playing kind of minor 7, major 7, arpeggio shapes. They all use that same picking pattern. I don't know where I got that from. Probably like George Benson or Rodney Jones. But any case, the bridge. Now to have some fun on this, I like to move between these different keys. So let's say I do one A section in C, and then I do the next section in E flat. One, two, I'll do the last A of the head and then go into it. Okay, so and to get to E flat, what did I do? Well, the interesting thing, and we talked about it in another video, maybe, is I just use a dominant from any dominant that goes to C can also go to E flat. So maybe I went. Then when I'm here, when I'm in this last part going back to C, I was using like an A flat minor, which is used a lot of times as kind of a dominant sound to go to C. That's an A flat minor 6. As a sound to, I could just use a regular G7, but I thought this was more nicer sound. Now look at this. A flat minor is also the minor 4 of E flat, so I can use that to go to E flat. I could also go to G flat, or I could go to A. Sorry, it's a little weird that one. Maybe I would resolve it up. That was pretty dissonant of that. But in any case, you can use any dominant. Like if I was using, say, a D flat 7 to go to C on that last bar. So I'm going. Maybe I'll play a D flat 7 here as a kind of a dominant sound to go to C. Well, D flat 7 can obviously go to G flat as well, or it can pivot and go to E flat as a backdoor dominant, or it can go to A major. Like in such a way, such as like that's D flat 7 going to A major. That's the sound if you hear a chord that's called a 13 flat 9, right? That's that type of relationship. D flat 7 going to A flat is like E 13 flat 9. So Anyway, that's kind of the idea. I think it's quite fun. It's also a nice way to try to get around the instrument in different keys. So I'll just improvise a little bit and talk about what I'm doing while I'm doing it. I'm starting C. E flat. Still an E flat for the bridge. G flat. To A. That wasn't very smooth. Back to C. Bridge. I'll use that whole tone thing. E flat. G-flat. Yeah. Oh, it was hard to talk and play at the same time. That's A. Back to C. E-flat. Interesting. I'm playing even at the end of the bridge, you can pivot from there. I'm playing like an F minor to go to E flat. If I turn that to an F minor six, it goes nicely to C, back to C major, or you could do the F minor six. Into G flat, you know, or you can do the F minor six. Into A flat works very nicely. I'll do that kind of slow motion from the bridge. I'll be playing the bridge in E flat major. So it starts on like an E flat seven. 1, 2, 3, 4. A flat major. F seven. F minor. Again. I went from E7 on the A major back to C, you know, so all the dominant chords can kind of pivot to four different directions, and that's kind of a fun thing to do. I do it on the recording in a more organized way probably than I'm doing right now, but thought that could be a cool idea. 1949, stuff was very advanced, you know, 50, whatever it is, 75 years ago or something, so... okay, have a great day, and I'll put up a video of me performing this as soon as I get it together here. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out, and if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians.
If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.